Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, for North Korea lovers, three thoughts from Scripture. First, remember the coin that Jesus found in a fish? Jesus could have blasted the government because of its excessive taxes. He chose instead to look to his Father for provision of his needs. When life is unfair, we trust God. I need to remind myself regularly that although we make people aware of the conditions of North Korea so they can pray, we are not political activists who believe that the government, Kim's or Bush's, is our source of all good and evil. Two, when Jesus healed, he demanded nothing in return, although he was pleased to accept glory for himself and for his Father. When Kim brought in a vision expert to remove cataracts from 1,000 blind North Koreans, he demanded that all worship him before they do anything. Even the doctor who performed the seeming miracles was ignored, showing, of course, who the really blind are. It is proper to be grateful and respectful to our government. It is not proper to worship it and ignore the true giver of all. We owe it to ourselves, our families, and in my case and perhaps yours, to North Korea, to abide in Jesus. The Scriptures say that those who abide in Him can ask whatever they want, and it will be done. If I want North Korea to be blessed, how much more does Jesus? And He knows the way to do it best. Let's cling to Jesus and allow His own requests for Chosun to flow through us in prayer. Thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for a large collection of blog posts like this, and pictures and maps and facts and resources and more. In fact, everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, land of morning calms.